the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. Let's start off by talking about ice out fishing, because when the ice comes off your local lake that was frozen over this winter, the fishing can either be really good or not so good. A case in point is the expedition my best friend Rusty Johnson and I had. We took the bass boat out onto Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington right after the ice came off. We were hoping for bass or walleye. Didn't have much luck there. Ended up actually catching several carp using artificial lures, no less. But if we were smart, we would have gone after trout, because there's some big rainbow trout in this lake, and ice out can be a great time to go after them, because the trout, they move in shallow. It's something I found out at Diamond Lake at Southern Oregon a few years ago when I was tossing Promise Keeper spinners from the bank and catching rainbow trout 16 to 20 inches long right after that ice came off. It was fantastic fishing. Catfish are also of another fish that comes close to shore. Found that out from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. They report that these channel cats are eager to bite in many lakes and large reservoirs across their state. They eat light during the winter, and then they put on the feed bag in early spring. So head on out to a catfish lake near you. This week on the show, we've got a really special guest, none other than Bear Grylls, the host of Man vs. Wild. He'll join us just after the bottom of the hour. Bear is a really busy man who stars in multiple survival and outdoors adventure-themed TV shows that we're going to tell you about. Not only that, he's also a prolific writer with a number of books published, both fiction and nonfiction, for kids and adults. And in addition to this, we're going to ask Bear for a little life advice to help us get through the difficult times many of us are facing right now. I mean, after all, he is a survival expert, and right now there's a lot of folks struggling to survive. Another guest on our show this week is Chuck Moore. He's the man behind an app you can download on your smartphone called Fish Verify. The main part of this app allows you to take a picture of your fish, and if you don't know what kind of fish you caught, this app will tell you exactly what species it is and what regulations apply to it where you're fishing. There's a lot more to this app as well, and I'm pretty sure after you hear from Chuck, you'll be downloading the Fish Verify app. Speaking of fishing, we all want to take a kid fishing, because we all want to introduce the next generation to the sport and do so in a way where that boy or girl will get as hooked on fishing as we are. Rule number one, you've got to make it fun. And Mark Bush, the owner of Twisted Waters Guide Service out of the Dalles in Oregon, will share some great tips to help you put together a great and fun day on the water for that kid you want to take fishing. Before we talk to Bear Grylls, Chuck Moore, and Mark Bush, though, we need to talk about a pesky, blood-sucking arachnid that comes out every spring, the tick. We've got Brian Anderson on the line. He's known as the Tick Terminator. He is coming at us from Iron Mountain, Michigan today. Brian, great to have you on the air.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. Love to talk about ticks all across the country.
Well, everyone likes to get out in the spring, whether it's to hike, to fish, or for spring turkey hunting. But as we all know, the ticks are really thick this time of year, and my wife hates it when the dog and I come home covered in ticks. It just really, really upsets her. And let's face it, all of us are going to get a tick stuck into us at least sometime in our life. And there's a lot of ideas on how to get those ticks out without leaving the head in. I personally use tweezers, but I've read crazy things about pouring alcohol, pouring this, that, and the other thing on them to make them back out. What is the preferred method?
Well, I have to compliment you because you are on the right track. Here's something to think about. When you take a tick out of you, what you want to do is you want to be careful with it. I tell people you don't want to tick off a tick when you're taking it out, because when you do that, they're more apt to puke the bad stuff in you right at the very end. I mean, getting a tick out the sooner the better is one thing. That's for sure. If you can get it out in less than 24 hours that's been attached, that's a big help. So anyways, the point of how you get it off is you don't want to really grab it by the body with your fingers like we all do, okay? Because when it happens, you kind of grab it by the body and you're kind of squeezing it, and it's more apt to puke in you, you know, the stuff that you don't want.
Right.
So a fine tip tweezers is the best way to get it at the very base of the skin and pull it straight up. I've heard numerous things that sometimes people have a little thing that they spin around it, and that kind of could irritate it. Also, fingernail polish, you know, Vaseline, a lot of those old wives' tales really don't work very effective. So a tweezers is probably one of the best things that you can use to take that out. And you pull it straight up. And in the process, in a lot of cases, there is going to be a little bit of their head left in you, okay? And I tell people, don't worry too much about that. In a couple days, it will come out on its own. But after you do pull it off, you know, wash it off with maybe some soap and water, rubbing alcohol. But anyway, yeah, you're on the right track with the tweezers. That's one of the best things.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Let's talk about Lyme disease. This is a really big deal. It's very common back in the East, I think in the Midwest. Not as common out West, but it is making an appearance out here. I've got a good friend who has suffered from chronic Lyme disease. Why don't you explain about this tick-borne disease and what it does to people?
Yeah, first I will say that I classify myself as a tick and Lyme disease prevention specialist. I'm not a Lyme expert, although I do know a fair amount about it just because of what I do. But yeah, you're right. Lyme disease is the most prevalent in New England area, you know, because actually it was given a name in the mid-70s when there was a strange arthritic condition in a small town in Connecticut. And from adolescent kids, they had this, you know, achy joints, flu-like symptoms, a lot of those things that they had. And so a couple mothers there were just persistent in trying to figure out what this is. And they finally gave it a name because they named it after the town, which is Lyme, Connecticut.
Oh.
That's where it got its name. So they're number one out there in New England, which is, you know, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and of course, in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, in that circle there. Where I live in Michigan, we're number two. Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, going down to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, draw a big circle up there, upper Midwest. But then I have actually read in your area, you're in the West Coast there, I've read that in recent years they've had a lot of trouble with even the cousin of the tick from the East Coast is in the West Coast, and people are getting them on the grass in beach areas. But they can be other places too. So yeah, they can be out there, but not as prevalent. But it only takes one tick to really screw up somebody's life. Yeah, and Lyme disease is awful.
Oh yeah, no, my friend suffers from chronic weakness and fatigue, and he says it's never going to go away. So you definitely want to avoid ticks if you can, folks. Just because you don't want to get Lyme disease, they don't all carry it. Doesn't mean you're going to necessarily get it if you are do get a tick in you, but definitely want to avoid that. Speaking of avoidance, I've always heard that you should just spray mosquito repellent, but I've always wondered if that's very effective in terms of repelling ticks. It is great for mosquitoes, but what about ticks?
It's okay. Most of mosquito repellent is going to be a version of DEET. DEET is wonderful, created in 1945 for a military, and the way DEET works is the smell, the aroma, the scent actually is what the antennas of a little mosquito sense when they come to close to us, and it repels them away. So the scent does that. Now, when it's sprayed on clothes and stuff like that for ticks, it's okay. All right, it's not bad. But the best thing out there, by far without question, is a product called permethrin. Military's been using it for decades. And the way permethrin works, it's called a contact repellent. It's really cool because a tick does not notice it until they come in contact with it. So they start crawling up, you know, say on your shoes, socks, pants, and every step they take on a permethrin treated apparel, garment, pants, whatever, it drives their nervous system nuts. It feels like an electric grid to them. And if they're on you, you know, crawling up on the permethrin treated clothes for, let's say, a minute or longer, they say a lot of times that will do them in eventually. That will eventually kill them. So not only repels, but also kills them too, which is wonderful.
Oh, I agree. Unfortunately, Brian, we're starting to run short on time, but you got to go to Brian's website. Again, he's the Tick Terminator. Just go to theTickTerminator.com. You'll find out all sorts of other information about ticks. You can also buy some of this tick propellant that he just told you about there. And before we go, I understand that in addition to being the Tick Terminator, you are also a poet, and you've got a little poem to share about ticks.
Here's how it goes. It goes like this. I hate those little suckers. I want to terminate them all. So I do it with permethrin and love to watch them fall. From head to toe, I spray the stuff. My shoe, socks, clothes, and hat, because it works on more than ticks, like skeeters, chiggers, and even gnats. So I ask you, if you're listening, to keep away from Lyme, get started with permethrin, and now is the perfect time. Thank you.
Absolutely love it. Brian, thanks so much for sharing all of your wisdom and your poetry today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you even more incredible discounts. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special, you'll see an incredible lineup. In fact, right now, it's the bedding sale. 50% off the following. Sheets, a 2-inch mattress topper, sleepwear, blankets, quilts, comforter. I'm Ken Matthews. I'm a big fan of Mike and a real big fan of MyPillow.com. That's where you need to go, by the way. You go to MyPillow.com, you scroll down till you get to the Radio Listener Specials, then you click on it. That's where you're going to save big when you enter the code Ken. That's my name, Ken. For example, a full body pillow, regularly priced $117, now only $39.99. Made in America, comfortable, luxurious quality from my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Ken. MyPillow.com, promo code Ken.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. Directed by Aaron Hanley Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien. March 11th through March 26th. Listen in as a tight-knit group of friends gossip at the beauty parlor. It's a story of friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the story writing and at the door. Steel Magnolias, March 11th through March 26th at Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, I want to tell you about a little app for your smartphone that's going to really come in handy the next time you're fishing. The app's called Fish Verify, and we've got the founder and CEO on the line, Chuck Moore. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, John. Appreciate it.
So I got to tell you, I love the main feature of this app, Fish Verify, that's for your smartphone. You simply take a picture of the fish you've caught, or even take a picture of a picture of a fish, and the app will tell you what kind of fish you've got there. How did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, great question, and I'll tell you, it's one of those that evolved through a necessity. Quick story, we were off fishing around 2014. I live in South Florida and in the Florida Keys, and we went off fishing with my brother-in-law. We caught something. We were deep dropping, had no idea what it was. Came back up, didn't know if we should keep it or not, and ended up not keeping it. We dumped it back over the side and came back to shore and started talking about how do you identify these. There's a lot of, you know, charts and reference books, but there was nothing that you could do on a quick size to say, while I got the fish and keep it alive, sustain its life, we need to know what it is. So long story short, we looked. Nobody had created anything. We knew that mobile to app technology and image recognition and machine learning had come a long way. So we created Fish Verify. Strictly by taking a picture of the fish, it'll tell you what it is. It will also tell you what the rules and regulations are based in the geolocation where you currently are located. So we built it for fresh and salt water. But it came about as a need, but it's built locally by fishermen. We started giving it to friends, and it became popular, and we started launching by request into other states.
And I downloaded this myself, folks. Got to tell you, it works quite well. Now, I was playing with it in the studio, so I didn't actually have any fish to lay down in front of the computer screen here. But I had gone fishing yesterday. We caught a couple of carp, of all things. Not what we were hoping to catch, but we caught them. We snapped some pictures, and it worked like a champ. But I've got to tell you, this was interesting to me. It works when you have the whole fish, but the first time I took it, I only had half the fish, and it didn't identify it correctly. Why was that?
It comes back to the way image recognition is. Most fish species, when you look up the logs and identify them, the head of the fish becomes very important, the dorsal fins become important, and the tail becomes important. When you can just take a picture of a tail of a fish, it could be hundreds of different varieties. So to get a accurate and have confidence level at a high level, you need to have the entire fish in the image, as well as a photograph. Some photographs, particularly older ones, don't have the pixel quality of the newer ones. So unless the recognition and machine learning can look at every one of those pixels and break it down, you do not get as accurate return as you will if you have the entire fish with a good contrast, good background, no hands covering it, not filleted out on the board, but a fresh fish. And again, it's images are based mostly for recreational anglers, not for aquarium fish users. So really, the quality of the image means everything. We're running on average, because I keep really close track of that, we're proud that we're running about a 97 to 98% accuracy level on identifying our species.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, you developed this in Florida with Florida species in mind, but you've expanded in a big way. What's your coverage area now?
Well, right now we're in 25 states, and we just had a request, and we've opened up the Australian market, so we went international for the first time this week. So we are in California, and the best way to say it is, because it was built saltwater, but we do freshwater, take the east coast of the United States and swing it all the way down through the Gulf of Mexico to Texas. And then we're going to continue to take it west. We're in Ohio. We're in Michigan. We've added some of the states now and building contiguously as we go west. The idea is to provide coverage in North America completely and bring Canada at some point. But again, we're a U.S. company. We built it as U.S. Some of the other apps that are out there are international apps built in Sweden or other countries. We wanted to take it as, again, local fishermen, knowing what anglers want, and continue to add the enhancements. So, again, we feel we got pretty good at saltwater coverage. We're building out the freshwater coverage and pretty excited about the opportunities to expand.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Chuck Moore. He's the founder and CEO of the Fish Verify app. And the photo ID is probably the signature feature of this app, but you've got several other features worth talking about as well. Why don't you run through some of them?
and again, the app, as we developed it, our users continue to feed us back to say, this is really nice, but how about if we can add some of this? So some of the features that we've added is not only just the local rules and regulations based on where you're at, and as you can appreciate, fines are pretty expensive, so you don't want to incur any of those, and the rules and regulations are changing on a regular basis. We also give marine weather, because as most of your pros will now tell you, the moon phases, weather phases, barometric phases all come in, temperature phases come in, so you want to know what you're going to get ahead of time for marine weather. The reference tool, if you don't scan a fish, there's species that are in there that you can do in the research ahead of time and get information and profiles about those species and habitat. You also have as a the ability for catch log, which again, over the years, I want to know where my hotspots are. So once you take an image or a picture of a fish, it goes into a catch log on your phone. It records that with the latitude and longitude GPS coordinates of where you caught it. That information is just yours. We don't share that with anyone, so that you can return back to that fishing spot and say, hey, this is where I got that big bass. I know exactly where it's located and the date, the time, and the information about that fish. We've also recently included what's called a digital wallet. At least down here in the southern area, you've got so many permits. You've got your highly migratory species permit. You've got your reef permits. You've got your fishing license. You've got your boat insurance, just tons of stuff. And rather than carrying all those papers, we've made a digital wallet where you can scan that into one folder on your Fish Verify form and carry all that information with you. So if you're ever approached, you just pull that right up and you've got it all there. And it allows you to calendar it so you know when those are expiring, so it'll send you a notice ahead of time. And one of the best features, and it's been, we've probably had a couple thousand requests, we've put in there what's called Ask an Expert. So like in your particular case, if you were new fishing, you caught a carp, you had no idea what it was because whatever image you took had bad lighting or contrast and it didn't really identify it right, you could click on that at the same time and say, I want to send it in to an expert for feedback. Our team will then take that image, identify it for you, and send you back within 24 hours or less, we've been running less, what that species is with a little bit of information about it. So it's kind of like Ask the Captain. We'll tell you what you caught. If for whatever reason the app fails to identify it or can't come back with a match for you. An example, we had a gentleman that was visiting Florida and caught a smoothback puffer fish, and he sent it in and was asking questions about it, and those that know about puffer fish, they're toxic and you shouldn't eat them. So we sent back quickly, and we have in our base telling you it's not only prohibited to catch, but also if it's toxic and poisonous to eat, and some are painful to even touch. So he did a nice review. We've had a bunch of reviews on there, but I thought that was sort of a classic where he had said, I was getting ready to eat the fish, and they kind of saved my life.
And one more thing, too, you've got a social media share portion of the app, too, don't you?
We do. You know, that's, I guess we all fishermen like to brag about what we do on outdoors. So some like to brag, some don't. So we've added it. So when you catch something and you want to tell others, you can put it into your Instagram. You can put it into your Facebook. You literally share that information and put it out there so that others and people that are following you can take a look and say, wow, you know, John went fishing today and look what he got.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be bragging about any carp that I've caught. Hopefully I can catch something a little more impressive, figure out what it is if I need to through Fish Verify, and then use that social media share to share it with all my friends and family. One other thing we got to talk about here is the price for the app. Now, I downloaded it, and it is free if you're willing to put up with the ads, and that's fine. And well, you can't beat that price, but what's the premium subscription price?
Yeah, we just added the ad feature because in the budget time and economic time, again, we had people that were saying, guys, you know, I'm really tight on my budget. Is there any way you can help? So ads have become part of the industry these days. So I reluctantly agreed with the team to do it, but it's an alternative to get access to the scanning. Our normal monthly plan is $7.99 for the month. That breaks out to about 26 cents a day. The best deal that we offer is a yearly plan, and that's $47.99 for the year, and that comes out to 13 cents a day. But again, if you decide that you want to just stay with the free features, you get a lot of opportunities within the free features as well. You know, the free plan will still give you the regulations and the marine weather, the reference of seeing all the species. It's when you want to upgrade and actually get the image recognition and catch logs and the digital wallet that the premium plans actually are, in my opinion, the way to go.
The website to go to, folks, is fishverify.com. And just look for the app on your Google Play or anywhere else where you download apps to your smartphone. Download the Fish Verify app on your smartphone today. Thanks so much, Chuck.
John, thank you.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly
Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we have a very special guest for you today. It's none other than Bear Grylls. Bear, I think
a lot of folks know you as arguably the world's best-known survival expert and outdoors adventurer, but let's go back to your beginning. I mean, you were an elite Special Forces soldier in the British Special Air Service. You broke 3 vertebrae in a parachuting accident, healed up from that, and at the age of 23, you summited Mount Everest, and that's just the first chapter of your remarkable life. How did you go from that point to becoming the host of Man vs. Wild and becoming an author and a whole bunch more?
First of all, you're kind. Thank you for that introduction. I mean, it makes the journey sound kind of, I don't know, I look back, I think it's been through the door of many failures, actually. You know, certainly when I left the military and just got married and we were young and I'd just recovered from an accident, you know, you're trying to rebuild your life, you know, bit by bit, and I had no idea what was ahead. But, you know, I think I've had a lot of luck, I think, is the honest answer. I've had a few key people believe in me at key times, and I think been given the opportunity to start a show, you know, like Man vs. Wild right off the bat at the beginning of my career was a huge privilege. I almost didn't kind of realize what we were getting into, you know, but we ended up doing 7 seasons of that show. And then that became Running Wild that we did on NBC and now on National Geographic. And that show has been a privilege. You know, we get to take so many iconic Hollywood superstars and sports stars away on adventures. And ultimately, that for me is the journey. It's what I really love. I love getting to introduce people to the great outdoors and how amazing the wild can be and how it rewards persistence and respect and humility and friendship and all those things that is for me the magic of the outdoors. So I look back and it feels like a stumbling journey, but it's been a huge privilege and is ongoing and I never take it for granted.
You've got an incredible body of work, not only on television, but otherwise. One other thing I want to stick with, though, on the TV side, I'm very intrigued by this new show you have that's streaming on Netflix, You Versus the Wild. It's interactive where you're put in a situation and the viewer gets to decide what you're going to do next. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, well, our Netflix show is called You Versus Wild, and that's been an adventure to film. You know, we've done a whole bunch of them now. We did the season 1 for Netflix, and that just flew. You know, it's designed for young people to put the choice into their hands. You know, it's a bit like those choose your own adventure. You get to decide what I do. You know, when we hit the river, should we make a raft or should we swim it? You know, there are crocodiles in the river. Make a good decision. And the power is in the viewer's hands. And it's been a really fun show to do. We did a 2nd season of that and they made them into 2 short movies. But I think it just came at a great time during lockdown when there are a lot of kids at home. But yeah, it's been a fun one and I'm so grateful for the Netflix support and how that's done well around the world.
Something I did not know about you. I knew that you had written an autobiography, but I never knew that you had this body of work as an author. Everything from mystery novels to children's books. And we're also talking in terms of the children's books, both fiction and nonfiction, and with books for adults, fiction and nonfiction. Geez Louise, how do you find time to do all this, Bear?
Well, I travel a lot and I write a lot on planes. And, you know, we started small and it's just kind of grown that market of young readership that are hungry for life skills, are hungry for manuals and guides, and are hungry for adventure stories. And it's been a privilege to be able to write into that audience. You know, I think with our Discovery and National Geographic TV audience around the world, we've had this big market in Asia as well. So a lot of young people read my books over there. And it's been a great privilege. You know, I think we have this worldwide family of young readers and young viewers, and I'm always grateful for that. And it's good fun. We try and do things, whether it's TV shows or books or whatever we do, we try and make things empowering and give you kind of real life skills that can help you one day. And that's a great privilege.
Tell our listeners briefly about your 3, I don't know if you want to call them mystery novels or crime novels. That was really out of the box. I think when people think of you, they think of you as this reality expert, but this is a completely different part of you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, those weren't kids' ones. Those were, you know, grown-up kind of, you know, I suppose, adventure survival fiction novels. They were based on my grandfather, who I only found out after he died that he'd commanded a special operations unit at the end of the war, tracking down a lot of Nazis. And we did a series of novels based on those adventures. And they just kind of flew. You know, the first one was called Ghost Flight and then Burning Angels. And, you know, it's been a great ride and a pretty, like I said, privilege to have this worldwide audience and readers. And like I say, I never take it for granted. I feel very proud of that and grateful.
Let's talk about some of your upcoming projects. There's always something new with you. So what's next?
Well, we're on the road at the moment filming more Running Wilds for National Geographic Channel, which is, like I say, one of the most fun shows we do. We get to take so many iconic Hollywood sports stars out on adventure, introduce them to the great outdoors. And that show has run for many years, and I love it. We're also spending a lot of time supporting the Cardio Miracle supplements that I'm involved with, which I'm incredibly proud of that partnership. You know, I think as we all get older, we've got to do as many things, positive things as we can for our health. I think trying to find a supplement that can do it all in one is never easy. You know, I need to be fit and strong for my job. I definitely need to train hard every day. I need to have good nutrition. But good supplementation is important. And I think, you know, especially on the heart healthy side of things, trying to do things that help your heart. So I'm really proud of our Cardio Miracle journey and our partnership. And it's amazing hearing the stories of what people say after they've been taking that for a while. So I get a big kick out of that and proud to try and do something that's empowering for people and can help them in their lives.
Well, I'm of a certain age where I probably need this Cardio Miracle. Is this like a pill supplement or something else?
It's just a powder. I have a scoop in the morning, a scoop in the evening with water. And, you know, like you said, I think all of us as we get older, we need to do things that are smart for our health and our immune system and especially for our hearts. My dad died of a heart attack quite young, so I've always been especially kind of mindful of that and having a physical job. But I love this. You know, I've tried lots of different supplements over the years. And, you know, when I hit upon this, it was just all the ingredients, all the kind of stuff that made sense to me. So I'm really proud of it, proud of the partnership and trying to do something good for people. And metabolic strength in this modern world is important.
One last question for you. And I'm basically going to ask you to maybe share your thoughts, share some advice. We both know that when it comes to a survival situation, the most important thing, first and foremost, is your mental state. That's everything. You have to convince yourself you're going to survive, because if you don't, you won't. So right now, the world's in a very scary place. And a lot of folks, they're watching the news. They're scared about wars. They're scared about inflation. They're scared about rising fuel prices. They've got financial worries. Can they make the next paycheck? What advice would you give folks to help them stay calm instead of staying in a state of panic?
Well, first of all, you're right. The world is in a constant change, and it's dynamic and it's difficult, and we've been through many storms recently and we continue to go through them. But I do think, you know, when it comes to panic, makes every situation worse. You know, worry makes every situation worse. You know, what do they say? Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do but gets you nowhere. You know, so I think choosing a calm state of mind is a great way of tackling big obstacles. And, you know, I think from a lifetime in the wild, I would say three qualities stand out above everything. And you need a good attitude when you're under pressure. And these three things for me is courage, you know, quiet courage to face the difficult stuff, you know, to be positive in those storms, keep moving towards the scary stuff. You know, that is what quiet courage is. Secondly, kindness. You know, you might not put kindness out there, but I think it's one of the key things in high pressure environments when you're up a mountain or in a war zone or just battling life, you know, to be kind to the people you're working alongside under pressure is important. And thirdly, having a never give up spirit. You know, ultimately this is king. You know, it's top of the tree, that resilient, never give up, never say die, you know, determination to keep going against the odds. And that's helped me time after time in many difficult scrapes. And it's something all of us can have. It's a muscle we can train, and we train it by failing, by getting back on our feet, and by keeping going.
Great life advice from Bear Grylls. Check out his continuing productions on television. Check out his line of books and find out all about this at his website, BearGrylls.com. That's BearGrylls.com. Bear, thanks for sharing this with our listeners today on America Outdoors Radio.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks, John.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stoves to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
From a bull elk ripping a bugle across a valley to wingbeats on a duck marsh, public lands and waters are integral to our outdoor heritage. Become a member of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and stand up for our public lands and waters. Visit backcountryhunters.org today.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Mark Bush on the line. He's the owner of Twisted Waters Guide Service, located in the Dalles, Oregon. He's also a pro guide for Max Lure, and he wrote a great article in the current edition of the Mac Attack, their free digital newsletter, available through maxlure.com, about the right way to take a kid fishing so they get hooked on the sport and have a great time on the water. Mark, great to have you back on the air.
It's good to be here, John. Thanks.
When you take a kid out fishing, you can either turn them off or turn them on when it comes to the sport. It's really important that the first experiences are really good ones, and you really laid out some really good advice here. First and foremost, it's not a competition, is it?
Absolutely not. You want to make it enjoyable for the kid. You want to make them the center of the experience.
I agree completely, and something else that you put in the article here that I really like is the fact that if you're the person taking that kid out fishing, whether it's your grandkid or your kid or a nephew or a niece, don't even bring out your fishing rod. Just leave yours in the garage.
Absolutely. If you're focused on trying to put dinner on the table yourself and not focusing on them, one of these things is going to fall through the crack. So if you leave your stuff at home and concentrate on them and instructing, coaching, mentoring, it'll be more enjoyable for you and for them, because you're not going to be, oh, darn it, I got to put it in the tree again or something, you know. But that would be one of the lessons that I've learned over the years.
Something else that's really important is to remember it's not just about the act of fishing. Whether it be snacks or doing other things while you're out for a day on the water can really add to the experience.
Absolutely. And I knew with my kids, what I would do is if they got bored or, you know, Dad, my arm's tired from casting, let them go. And if you're on the bank, let them go and explore a little bit. You know, keep an eye on them, of course, but just let them be kids.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree. Whether it's, you know, turning over rocks and looking for crawdads or skipping stones in the lake, not where you're fishing, obviously, or whatever, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's more to a day on the water than just the act of fishing that can get kids hooked on fishing. But I will say this, when it comes to kids, snacks are really important, aren't they?
Absolutely. I'd tell mine, what happens on the boat stays on the boat. If you want to bring some chocolate, you know, it's not the normal snack that mom would say yes to or dad would say yes to, then just keep it under wraps.
Let's talk about what kind of places to take your kid fishing. So, for example, if you're taking a kid fishing for the first time, you probably don't want to take him steelhead fishing, where a bite a day is considered great, or tarpon fishing, you know, or musky fishing, the fish of 10,000 casts. You want to make sure you have a really good chance of catching a lot of fish, don't you?
Stock trout in our local lakes, panfish. When I grew up, I fished a farm pond with my granddad, fishing for bullhead and sunfish, pumpkin seeds. And, you know, that's what got me hooked on it, was the constant action of the target-rich environment.
You know, it's so funny you say that. One of my earliest memories of fishing, Glenmere Pond, Greeley, Colorado, and just catching tons of pumpkin seed and bluegill and catfish, just using a worm and a bobber, and just watching that bobber go under, it just got me hooked on the sport forever. So I think you're absolutely right about that. Another great fishery for kids is one you offer over at the Dalles and the Columbia River. That's shad fishing. Now, shad, they don't just run in the Columbia River. And folks, there's a lot there. We're talking like 4 to 6 million every year recently. They've also got good runs on the Sacramento River in California, the Umpqua River in Oregon, and several rivers in Georgia and on the East Coast, too, where you got hickory shad. I mean, shad fishing is just nonstop action, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we're talking a huge biomass of fish coming in all at one time. And it's constant action. Sometimes we can't get all the rods out before we're just getting into them.
Well, the great thing about shad is, you know, you got your bluegills, your stalker trout that are small fish. But if you're a kid, a shad's a pretty big fish because they run, you know, 1 to 5 pounds. And that's quite the fight. They are scrappy fighters.
Absolutely. And, yeah, they get sideways in that current. My goodness. And especially on light tackle, you got something on your hands.
We've got to go. But, folks, if you ever find yourself in the Pacific Northwest, especially in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge, book a trip with Mark Bush. He's the owner of Twisted Waters Guide Service. He'll take you fishing for all sorts of species. And if you're there in May or June, book a shad fishing trip with your kid. It is just a ton of fun. And Mark will show you a great time. His website is twistedwaters-gs.com. That's twistedwaters-gs.com. Or look for Twisted Waters Guide Service on Facebook. And if you're in the Dalles, don't forget to check out our sponsor website. That would be explorethedalles.com. It's full of all sorts of ideas for places to stay, places to eat, breweries, wineries, and other things to do besides fishing, too. That's explorethedalles.com. Mark, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms, and I've got to tell you, I love being associated with a firearms company that truly cares about people. Henry Repeating Arms has a program called Guns for Great Causes that focuses on providing support for some very sick children, military veterans, and other nonprofits. They do this by manufacturing and selling special limited edition tribute rifles, custom made and engraved right here in the USA, that are then sold to the public, with all of the proceeds going towards a specific person or cause. The latest effort was Miss Myla's Miracle Campaign. Henry Repeating Arms manufactured 55 custom rifles and raised a total of $40,660 for 4-year-old Myla Chevenius of Decatur, Indiana. The funds will provide financial assistance for the medical expenses incurred throughout Myla's kidney cancer treatment, including several surgeries and 42 weeks of chemo and radiation. Myla was diagnosed with bilateral Wilms tumor, a rare occurrence affecting only 6% of Wilms tumor patients. Each rifle in the limited edition series features a colorful, childlike design unique to Myla's personality, engraved and hand-painted on the walnut buttstocks. All of the rifles sold out within 3 hours. You can find out more about Guns for Great Causes and check out the entire lineup of rifles and shotguns from Henry Repeating Arms at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free catalog and decals when you do. Our final news item of the show is about alligators. It is spring, and they are becoming active throughout the southeastern United States, especially in Florida, where the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission estimates some 1.3 million of these swimming reptiles inhabit the lakes, ponds, swamps, and rivers of the Sunshine State. So, how do you stay safe in gator country? Florida FWC has got a few tips. Number one, keep a safe distance if you see an alligator and never, ever feed one. When fed, alligators can lose their natural wariness and instead learn to associate people with food. Number two, swim only in designated swimming areas during daylight hours. Alligators are most active between dusk and dawn, which means a midnight swim is not a good idea. Number three, keep pets on a leash and away from the water's edge and never let them swim in fresh or brackish water. Pets often resemble alligators' natural prey. Finally, call the FWC's Nuisance Alligator Hotline or your state's Fish and Game Agency if you believe an alligator poses a threat to the public. Somebody will come out and take care of that for you. If you want to find out more about alligators and how to live with them, go to myfwc.com/alligator. That's myfwc.com/alligator. It's time to wrap things up, and I'd like to thank our great guests who joined us on the show today, Mark Bush with Twisted Waters Guide Service, Chuck Moore, the man behind the Fish Verify app, Brian Anderson, the Tick Terminator, and of course, the one and only Bear Grylls. What an amazing man and an amazing story he has. Until next week, here's hoping you are blessed, that you are healthy, and that you manage to find some time to get out there in Mother Nature. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand access to the outdoors. Find out how you can get involved at Backcountry Hunters.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Russian forces pushing deeper into Ukraine's besieged and battered port city of Mariupol. Heavy fighting shutting down a major steel plant there. The fall of the city would mark a major battlefield advance for the Russians and would link Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014, to territories controlled by Moscow-backed separatists in the east. Ukraine's President Zelensky is repeating his call for Russian President Putin to meet with him. A Ukrainian military official is confirming to a local news outlet Russian forces carried out a missile strike yesterday on a missile and ammunition warehouse in the Dalayton settlement of the Ivano-Frankivsk region in Western Europe. And meanwhile, here at home, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Biden is showing a lack of leadership.
Appreciate the president's efforts, but he needs to step up his game. There's a lot more we need to do, and we need to do it quickly.
Earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network, McConnell says the U.S. is wrong to fear confronting Russia would lead to World War III. He said Putin already has his hands full trying to beat Ukraine and has no stomach for a war with NATO. China reporting its first COVID death since January of 2021.
Health officials reported on Saturday the deaths were two elderly people with pre-existing conditions. This comes as the country battles its worst outbreak in 2 years, driven by a surge in the highly transmissible Omicron variant. China has pressed on with its policy of lockdowns and mass testing of millions of its people as part of a successful, if burdensome, zero COVID strategy. Nationwide, the country reports more than 29,000 confirmed cases since the beginning of March. Hong Kong, which is facing its worst surge of the pandemic, recorded more than 16,000 new cases Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Is now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Congressman Don Young of Alaska has died.
At 88, Young was still serving and the longest-serving Republican in the history of the U.S. House. He was first elected in 1973. Young was born on June 9, 1933, in Meridian, California. He earned a bachelor's degree in teaching in 1958 and served in the U.S. Army. He relocated to Alaska in 1959. The same year, Alaska became a state. Young says he was drawn north when, as a boy, his father read to him Jack London's Call of the Wild. Bob Agner reporting.
Prince William and Kate began a tour to Central America and the Caribbean, even as some countries in the region are mulling cutting ties to the British monarchy. The couple will visit Belize, Jamaica, and the Bahamas in the week-long journey that's intended to strengthen the UK's ties with the Commonwealth countries. This as the Queen marks 70 years on the throne. More breaking news and the latest analysis at townhall.com. South Carolina gives the green light to firing squads.
The method was codified into state law last year after a decade-long pause in carrying out the death sentence over the state's inability to procure lethal injection drugs. State prison officials said Friday that renovations have been completed on the death chamber in Columbia to allow for a firing squad. Legislation that took effect last May made the electric chair the state's primary means of execution while giving inmates the option of death by firing squad or lethal injection if methods are available. South Carolina's last execution took place in 2011. Patrick Frost reporting.
On this day in 1942, during World War II, President Roosevelt ordered men between the ages of 45 and 64 inclusive to register for non-military duty. And in 2003, on this day, President George W. Bush ordered the start of the war against Iraq. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face to face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Are you being bullied by your boxer? Does your calico have you catatonic? Is your pity acting a bit peculiar? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, digging, humping, your cat is scratching, cat looks at the litter box and says, P&A yourself, he doesn't want to use it, you get the idea. What this show is all about is helping you cope with your pets, but more than likely, helping your pets cope with you. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. Let me just remind everyone that everyone that does call into the show and get to talk to me live on the air will get a great gift for their dog or cat. And we're not giving away biscuits. Many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $45 or more. So it's a great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show. You know, there are millions of dogs that enter shelters every single year. Half are between the ages of 5 months and 2 years. Essentially, what they are dog teenagers. And they're misunderstood teenage dogs, and they wind up at shelters. And you know the rest of the story. We're going to talk about the behavior of those younger dogs and why it's important to make resolutions. Also coming up, why it's important to address your dog or cat's negative behavior when you notice it rather than ignoring it for the future. And yes, if the show sounds a bit different today, it's for good reason. I am broadcasting today live from Westlake Village for my listeners around the country, Canada, and in Guam. We're broadcasting Westlake Village. It's kind of on the outskirts of Los Angeles in beautiful Southern California, where it's about 185 degrees right now. No, it's got to be in the 80s. A great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in, we've got a great gift. I got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, copies of my best-selling books, hemp seed oil. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of stuff to give away. So, if your dog is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, suffering with separation anxiety, maybe your dog's depressed, chases anything that moves, hates other dogs, your dog believes he's got to hump everything he sees, and your cat just looked at you and said, go ahead, make me do it again. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. And the reason for my listeners outside of the Southern California, the reason I'm broadcasting today, the grand opening of an incredibly large pet store. And right now, I wish you guys were with me, but you can watch me on Facebook. If you have Facebook, usually you can't on this show, but you can go to facebook.com/thepetshow, facebook.com/thepetshow. And here we are at this event today, Lucy Pet. Now, you may not be familiar, but let me tell you, you know it's my favorite food. They actually have their Surfing Jack wave machine down here. This gnarly wave machine. It was the largest float ever in the Rolls Parade. Too bad you don't live here, but for those people in Southern California, you can actually teach your dog to surf. We're giving surf lessons up there. My friend Laurie will teach your dog to surf. A great place to take photos. Also, lots of stuff being given away here on the show as well. But for those listeners around the country in Canada, great time to give me a call. When you call in, you'll get a great gift as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let me start out with a call. Let me go to Jennifer in Camarillo. Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Sorry, I had to turn around and look at the dog for a second. What can I do for you, Jennifer?
I'd like to know how to keep our dog from barking at everybody. And I'd like to know what kind of food to feed them, what the best kind of food is.
Okay, in terms of barking, tell me a little bit more about the barking.
He barks to everybody constantly. Every time you meet him, all he does is bark pretty much for at least the first couple of minutes that you meet him.
After he barks for a couple of minutes, what's his reaction then?
He kind of standoffish for a few seconds, and then he goes up to him.
So, in terms of the barking, when he's barking, what do?
I tell him to stop.
And he doesn't stop, though, does he?
No.
So it's kind of like talking. It's kind of like talking to the wind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jennifer, listen to me carefully, okay? Dogs bark for a reason. That would be like every time I open my mouth, someone says, shut up. Sometimes they do, but someone would say, shut up. If your dog were barking excessively, you know, for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes at a time, then I'd give you some advice. But the fact that your dog's barking for a couple of seconds before he meets somebody, there's absolutely no problem with that. I would leave it alone. Why stop it? Why do we feel the need to control our pets 100% of the time? Until I respond 100% of the time, I'm not going to respect that. So the barking may be your dog's way of saying, hey, how you doing? Can we split a beer together? It could be any number of things. So don't be so quick to stop your dog from barking. If it's a normal amount of barking, I get it. But for a couple of minutes when he meets somebody, hey, that's what dogs do. I would say leave it alone, because if you resolve it, you may create other problems developing in the future.
Okay.
All righty, Jennifer in beautiful Camarillo. I'm going to put you on hold, Jennifer. We're going to send Jennifer for her excessive barking. I am going to send Jennifer a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. By the way, let me give you the question of the day. Even if you just want to answer the question, I'll still send you a gift that's worth like in the neighborhood of $30 or $40. So here's the question of the day. So many people in my field, professional dog trainers, behaviorists, and who isn't a dog trainer or behaviorist nowadays? It's hard to find somebody that's not. But they all say the dog has to respond to what I tell the dog to do. If I tell the dog to sit, I want the dog to respond to me right away. Let me ask you a question. This is a serious question, you guys out there, and I want a serious answer. Do you think it's okay to negotiate? Do you think it's okay to reason with your dogs and your cats? And come up with something that everyone's comfortable with. Why are we always in charge? Why are we always taking the dogs for a walk where we want to go? Let's ask them where they want to go once in a while. So that's the question of the day. Is it okay to reason with your dogs or cats, or do you feel the need to be the boss 24/7? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We got a question. Someone else had a question. Where's my... I was looking for my soldier. I had another question here from him. He disappeared. He's coming back. No. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Who has a question?
I do.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Go.
I'm not questioning now. You got to ask it. I can't read your mind.
Great. 5 dogs. 1 eats all the other dogs' food.
Really? Just how much time you save cleaning up? Let me ask you a question. Which dog is eating the dog's food?
The Labrador puppy is eating the Chihuahua, the Pom, the Chiweenies, all the small dogs' poop.
Okay, and what do you do when you see him eating the poop?
In the beginning, said no.
Okay, if that didn't work, what else did you do?
It did work.
Why are you asking me the question?
Because if I forget to either run out there when I open the door, he's picking it up.
So
like
in
dog
order
trees.
To prevent your dog from eating poop, you have to be out with him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Don't clean up the poop. What I want you to do, carefully, what I want you to do is I want you to go, Joy, you've heard me talk about this before, I want you to go to the pharmacy or to the supermarket and buy something called alum powder, A-L-U-M. Do you know what it is? Alum powder is astringent. It's what they use to make pickles. It draws the moisture out of the cucumber. It's also what they use in a septic pencil. It stopped me from biting my nails, because when you get in your mouth, right, you got to talk like that. So what you do with the alum powder, just take very little of it, no more than maybe a thumbnail's amount of it. Just take the powder, mix it with a little bit of water, make a little bit of paste. What I want you to do is when the dogs have gone, you don't have to leave all the poop out there, but when there's poop out in the yard, take some of that alum that you mixed in the mixture, put it on top of the poop, let him go outside, let him start to get the idea that the only poop that's out there tastes horrible, and eventually he'll get the idea. That's number one. But number two, it also concerns me. How old did you say the puppy was?
9 months old.
He's 9 months old, okay? A 9-month-old puppy, he may not be digesting his food properly. In other words, if a dog is not digesting their food properly, they will eat the other poop of other dogs, especially a puppy. So I want you to make sure he's digesting his food properly. So what I am going to do, no, I'm not going to do it. It's too expensive. I don't want to send you the most expensive thing I have.
I mean, his poop is well formed. He eats well. He doesn't have diarrhea.
So you think the formation of the poop is indicative of whether or not the dog is...
I think it's part.
If the dog is eating the poop of other dogs, it's one of two things. Either he's not digesting his food properly, or it's a bad habit. If it's a bad habit, the alum powder will help you resolve it. Okay? If it's a digestive situation, which is possible, that may be something different. The fact now, you brought up a valid point. I may be wrong. He's not eating his own poop, just the other dog's?
Correct.
Oh, just the other dog's poop. So put the alum on the other dog's poop.
Correct.
His digestion is obviously, he's digesting his food just fine. So I'm not sending you anything.
Okay.
No, I'm just getting right there. We're going to send you, I'm going to send you some hemp seed calming oil. Give it to the other dogs. It will help with digestion and absorption of their food. So make the poop come out tasting different. Give it a shot. Get his name and address, okay? Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Now, I'm staring right now at Lucy's pet gnarly surf machine. I love Lucy Pet. You know, they're one of my sponsors on the show, been for years. Joey's a great guy. He's been there. Lucy Pet Food. Why am I such a big fan? Well, let me tell you. You know I rescued Molly and Willie from the highest kill shelter in Southern California not that long ago. They have been on Lucy Pet Food since the day I brought them home. And since the day I brought them home, they are the happiest, healthiest dogs possible. Now, Lucy Pet Food is a great food. It's now being fed by police departments all over the country. It's now being fed by shelters, rescue organizations, humane societies. Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets, the food I recommend with that prebiotic, probiotic formula, Lucy Pet Food. But I don't want you to take my word alone. I actually want you to hear one of my listeners and what they have to say about Lucy Pet Food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
And you made the right decision, because once you start your dogs on Lucy Petformance Life Pet Food, you're going to stay with it for life, because dogs are going to look healthier, they're going to feel healthier, and you're going to be a whole lot happier. Lucy Petformance Life Pet Food is available at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, many independent pet stores right here in Southern California. In fact, the one I'm sitting in Southern California right now, has some Lucy Pet Food available as well, so check it out. If you're in Southern California, Teresa's Feed and Pet. If not, go online at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com. Today, I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said when four monkeys were playing on the bed.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, my rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum. And Pauline from California says, Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back. Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Well, that's not quite right, because I love my dog a lot more than I love you. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Hope the weather where you is a little cooler than the weather where I am. It's pretty warm here today in Westlake Village. I'm used to West Side L.A. weather, but this is kind of... But I know a lot of my listeners are listening in North Dakota, South Dakota, Seattle, upstate New York, Washington, Guam, all over the place. I know you guys are a little cooler than I am. Great time to give me a call, by the way. You know everyone that calls in is going to get a great gift for their dog or cat. 877-725-8255. Right now, I am going to my friend Iris. Hey, Iris, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren. Hi.
Hey, Iris, what can I do for you?
So my three dogs, which you've helped me with, and my two other cats, which you've helped me with, are doing well. We've survived the plague. But now I've adopted another feral from outside. I've had a whole bunch of feral cats coming to eat. And this one, I named her Mishka. And when I call her...
You named her Mishka, obviously. You named her Mishka?
Mishka, yeah.
Is it that an Irish word? What does that mean?
What is that? I don't know. I thought it was a Russian. I thought it was like Mishka.
All right. So what's your big problem with Mishka?
Okay. Actually, I'm not so happy with the Russians right now. But anyway, I got her and she was living in the garage. But that was a mess because every time I opened the door, she would run out. So I finally got her back in, and she's in a crate. I took her to the Humane Society. She got spayed. She had her ear clipped, and she got her rabies, and she got a Revolution, and I've been giving her Revolution. But now she's in a crate, and I'm worried about the integration with her and the other animal. So do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, the first thing is some good, solid scent swapping. That's the number one thing you got to do is swap some scents there. So in other words, get the scent of the animals and swap them. I think that'll make a difference. Make sure that the other pets in the house are getting more attention than they ever got before, and just basically use some first pet psychology.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what I want to send you. What would you like? Tell me what you want. I can offer you some cat litter. I can offer you a copy of my book, Lucy Pet Food, T-shirt. What do you want?
I think Lucy Pet Food.
On its way to you. I'm going to put you on hold. Lucy Pet Food will be on its way to you as soon as they get this rat. I'm being surrounded by this rat crawling all over me. I just want to say, you dirty rat. I just wanted to say it. I had to do it. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a question from right here. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you? I have two dogs, but one dog is an old rescue. She's 13, and she's healthy and fine. But as soon as I leave, she won't eat at all. If I give her to somebody to take care of her for 2 weeks, she'll starve.
Hold that thought. I have to take a quick break for the top of the hour. We'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. I'll answer your question. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
Like you clean that dirty little mess me mean. Boogie, got the scoop, 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 the two little bites boogie. My hairball's gone, I'm feeling fine. I got that urge, you know it's time. Two little bites boogie, boogie, boogie.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Ron Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Go to sleep. They tell you when they want to socialize. They even tell you when they want to eat. They know exactly what they want. Let me tell you what your cats really want. It's something called Kitty Lickies. Kitty Lickies are made by Lucy Pet and are scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch, or you can squeeze it over dry food as an extra treat. It's great for those finicky felines that you can't get to eat. Kitty Lickies Lickable Mousse Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. Each 2-ounce packet contains individual pouches for your cat to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Your cats won't stop licking this delicious mousse treat. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Mousse Cat Treat is a great choice. Plus, as I said, for those finicky felines, it will help them eat their food. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Log on to LucyPetFoods.com, Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or check out your local pet store today for Lucy Pet's Kitty Lickies. You're going to love them, but you know what? Your cats are going to love them a whole lot more. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/Wilderness.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. Freereportfast.com.
We're back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me. The phone number 877-725-8255. If the show sounds different today, it's not me. I'm broadcasting live from Southern California, beautiful Westlake Village, a live remote at its incredible pet store, Teresa's Country Feed and Pet. What an amazing store. I wish there were stores like this all over the country because the people are so nice and so well-educated in terms of guiding you. But I'm also surrounded, for those people not living in Southern California, we have something here called the Rose Bowl Parade. Or the Rose Parade. Sorry, guys. The Rose Parade. God forbid I should say the Rose Bowl Parade. The Rose Parade. And the float that I'm looking at right now is the Lucy Gnarly Surfing. It's just a full... I don't know how big it is, but it is big. And that was the largest float ever in the Rose Parade. And right now, as I'm talking, I'm watching dogs learning how to surf right here in front of me. What a great day it is. 877-725-8255. Hey, Ruthie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren. I just discovered your show today. I'm so happy.
You lucky devil. You just found my show. And now you're addicted because every Saturday you can't go out till my show is over.
Yeah, I was like, should I drive out there?
How can I help you out today?
Well, this is kind of a universal question. We have, my roommate has six animals, 3 dogs and 3 cats, and one of the cats is named Wish, and she's really sweet, but sometimes she scratches, and I don't understand why. Like, so I just want to find out, is there a way to make her, like...
Does she generally scratch? Does your cat generally scratch when you're petting her or stroking her?
Yeah.
That's because you're overexciting your cat. What happens is when you're stroking a cat or you're playing with a cat, and let's say they're really comfortable, they're lying on your stomach or alongside of you, and you're rubbing their belly, you're rubbing their back, all of a sudden, instinctively in their head, something triggers and says, you know what, I'm very vulnerable to this position. I'm very not comfortable with this position. So that's when they'll turn around. So as a good cat guardian, it's up to you, because what you need to do is be able to read your cat. Usually there's some indication before that happens. The ears will go back, the pupils will dilate, the tail will go up and down. Walk away. Like your mother told you when you were dating, leave them wanting. That's exactly what you need to do at this point. So in other words, get up and walk away before she scratches. It's just that all of a sudden, it's like waking up. I remember in the military, there were certain guys you wouldn't want to wake up when they were sleeping because they punch you in the face. And sometimes when they get too comfortable and the cat is too comfortable, the other thing you try is backing away and waking her up gently a little bit from a distance. I think that'll help you. And in male cats, it's common in male cats too, because lots of people will stroke the male cat's belly. And what they're doing, and they don't realize it, I don't want to sound gross here, but they're actually sexually stimulating the male cat, because when a male cat is breeding, they're rubbing their belly on the back of the female cat. So when you rub their belly sometimes, it excites them, and then they'll either bite or scratch. So you have to know these things to survive.
The other male cat loves when we rub his belly. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, don't rub it too long. That's all I have to tell you.
But
anyway,
so my other friend's cat will scratch you. My other friend's cat, even if you're just giving her a treat, she's just a scratcher, and I'm just like, okay.
Well, if your friend's cat scratches you and you give her a treat, why should she stop scratching you? If I came home and my mother yelled at me and then gave me a cookie, I'd keep coming home late because I know ultimately I was going to get that cookie. Okay, sometimes,
right.
That's why I said sometimes our cats and our dogs are a little too bright for those of us that walk upright. Anyway, listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of the cat book. When you're finished reading it, put it down for the cats. They'll understand it as well as you do. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number here on the Pet Show. Let me take a question from these guys. Come on over here. Come on. Come on. We can take a question now. What's your name? Yeah, you can yell it.
Cecilia.
Cecilia, what can I do? I know you were shelter. Are you guys with Shelter Pet?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
I have an Aussie Doodle. She's around 7 months old. She's really sweet, but lately she wants to nibble on myself and my husband like she's teething, and we can't get her to stop. We say no, and she just keeps nibbling all over.
How old is she?
She'll be 7 months.
She's a baby. Okay,
yeah.
She's going through latent psychological teething stage. So, in other words, how many puppies were in the litter? Do you know?
No, I she was the last one, and I adopted her.
Okay, so it sounds to me like it was a large litter. It sounds to me like she was probably the last one to get to the mom's teats to feed.
Oh.
So now when she's with you, she's not really biting. She's kind of suckling on you a little bit.
Yes, all over.
Yeah. The best thing to do is you don't want to correct her because she's not doing anything wrong.
Oh.
So by yelling at her, bad cat, bad cat, bad cat. Bad dog, rather. The perspective is that she's doing something wrong.
I don't say bad. I just say no.
Walk away. Dogs are like children. They respond to attention, whether it's negative attention or positive attention. It's attention. So in other words, the dog realizes when she's doing it, she's going to get you to say, leave me alone, whatever you say. No, just get up and walk away. When she starts to realize, she gets absolutely no attention, no positive, no negative.
Okay.
Not going to happen overnight. By the way, you said she's an Aussie what?
Aussie Doodle.
An Aussie Doodle. You said I got two pretty bright dogs, and I'm surprised they didn't call me up and ask me questions about you.
He's very bright.
But I want you to understand this also. The smarter a dog is, the more difficult they are to train. When I was studying and working with dogs in Europe, when I would tell the dog to sit, and the dog would look up and say, you talking to me, Warren? Then I knew I had a really bright dog. So you have a smart one there.
Yes.
Start educating her right now.
Okay.
Thank you. And
so
let me just give Shelter Hope a great organization.
Thank
I just
you so
heard
much.
About you guys a while ago, and I'll be talking a lot more about you guys in the future. Thank you guys so much. 877-725-8255. Carol, John, don't go anywhere. We'll get to all your calls right after this. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. You know, if you are sick and tired of your pet shedding, if that constant scratching, licking is making you crazy, the only product you need for your dog or cat is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so, so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the total health of your dog or cat. I personally developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets. By the way, now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I added prebiotics as well as probiotics. Why? Because the prebiotics make the probiotics work so much better, your dog or cat will have the best digestion and the healthiest gut available. Hugs and Kisses supplement really worked to help prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots. Hairballs just about a thing of the past, and it has the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements is now an Amazon's Choice. That's right, an Amazon's Choice. So check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats at Amazon.com. It's also available at Walmart.com. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com. Or if you want to talk to a live person, call my office, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. That's 1-800-430-HUGS, 1-800-430-4847. Order your Hugs and Kisses supplement today at Amazon, Walmart, or thepetshow.com, and watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. If I sound like I'm smiling, I am. Because in my lap right now is Charlie. You might be saying, who's Charlie? Charlie is the most adorable French bulldog, a little Frenchie. How old is Charlie? 4 months old. He's just an incredible dog. You know, I love seeing them in the valley because where I live on the west side, that's all you see. But this is a valley Frenchie. Whole different ball game. Doesn't have an ego. Whole different. He does have an ego. Whole different ball game. Have you always wanted a Frenchie?
No. We downsized. We started with Mastiffs and then Bull Mastiffs.
Boy, you did downsize. Mastiffs to Bull Mastiffs. Anyway, take this dog, will you, lady?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Charlie the Frenchie. I may steal him before the end of the day. We are broadcasting live today. That's why the show sounds a little bit different. But I'm still taking your phone calls at 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be breaking for the top of the hour just for a minute or two. So, Ruthie, Carol, John, don't hang up. I'll get to your calls, I promise. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Still coming up, the question of the day, is it okay to reason with your dogs and cats? I want to know. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.